My name is Benjamin Franson, and I am a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'll be reading an excerpt from my memoir, Some Mother's Darling. This chapter is called X-Wing Fighter. This was our seventh time in the jail's visiting room, but my mom had never looked so worried. She took a deep breath, readying herself for something. "Benji, I need to talk to you. We need..." Covering her face with one hand, she exhaled loudly. After a moment, she lowered her hand, placed her palms flat on the table, and met my gaze. "We need to come up with all the ways I've failed you as a parent." I stared at her as if she were speaking Bulgarian. "I'm serious," she said. "This is part of," she winced, "of death penalty protocols. Your investigator, Monica, says it's extremely important." "You've never failed me. I'm the one who was hanging out with people that—" "Never mind all that," she growled. "This is about me, what I did or neglected to do that might mitigate, might have contributed to you—" She waved her hands helplessly. "Being here. This is stupid. I was doing crack cocaine, for God's sake." Several heads turned toward her at this outburst, including an officer. I glanced at him apologetically, then shook my head, furious at this whole process for forcing us to think along these disloyal lines. "Mom, stop it. You got clean. You don't need—" I stopped abruptly. When I spoke, it was in an incredulous whisper. "You blame yourself for this." Her hand reached out urgently for mine, a drowning girl grasping for a life preserver. Tears pooled in her eyes and trickled down her cheeks. "Of course I do. How could I not? You've never been in trouble, not even when I was lost in my addiction. Maybe if I—" "Enough," I snapped. "Down that road lies madness." I reached out tenderly and wiped her cheeks with the back of two fingers. Technically not allowed, but the guard pretended not to notice. "You can't quote me back to me," she said with feigned indignance, sniffing and smiling through the saltwater pain. "Why not? You're the smartest person I know." Her wave of sadness passed and she dried her eyes on her sleeve. "Thanks." "It was the X-Wing fighter," I informed her seriously. "The witch? I was 12 and all I wanted in the world was Luke Skywalker's X-Wing fighter so I could put him and R2-D2 in it and fly them all around the house, but you wouldn't buy it for me. That's why I'm here," I sighed fatalistically. "You failed me as a parent." Snorting back a burst of laughter, she reminded me, "I brought you into this world, I can take you out of it. Oh, and the threats. Write that down too, Monica can use that." Her fit of giggles blurped out so loudly that we didn't hear them announce the visit was over. When we noticed everyone rising from their tables, we followed suit, and I smothered her in the hug she so badly needed. Of course, I needed it too.